A Cranbrook Crown prosecutor has been appointed as a new provincial court judge. Mandy Klein, whose appointment is effective April 29, 2024, is one of two new judges appointed by the province this week, according to a release from the Government of British Columbia. Klein has practiced law for more than 16 years. She began her career in Manitoba, working as an articling student for legal aid in the areas of family, criminal, child protection and poverty law. After being called to the bar in 2007, she worked as a criminal defense counsel with a focus on child protection matters and as Crown Counsel for the Manitoba Prosecution Service. In 2017, Klein joined the BC Prosecution Service as a Crown Counsel in Cranbrook, becoming the Administrative Crown Counsel in 2019. In this role, Klein worked with Indigenous leadership to develop effective and appropriate ways to bring the community's voice to the court process in the East Kootenay. Judges are a vital component of any democratic justice system, the government release stated. They are relied on for their integrity and impartiality in decision-making. Sabina Thompson, of Williams Lake, is the other appointment, effective April 15, 2024. Two new provincial court judges to support timely and efficient access to justice. The province is committed to promoting equitable access to justice for all people throughout BC. These appointment decisions consider multiple factors, including the needs of the court, the diversity of the bench, and the candidates' areas of expertise. The process to appoint judges involves the following steps. Interested lawyers apply and the Judicial Council of BC reviews the candidates. The council is a statutory body made up of the chief judge, an associate chief judge, other judges, lawyers and members from outside the legal profession. The council recommends potential judges to the Attorney General, with the final appointment made through a cabinet order in council. Although judges and judicial justices are located in a judicial region, many leverage technology such as video conferencing for court proceedings, and travel regularly throughout the province to meet changing demands.